What's up, everybody? Welcome to the next episode of The Drop. Thanks for tuning in, and I will turn it over to Anna from here.
And thanks for being patient with us, everyone. I've been out and about. I don't know what Dylan's been up to. Probably not much. But we're back for a little MLP draft day preview. I think the draft is on Wednesday, July 12th, which is 2 days from today. And a little Denver preview. Dylan and I are playing together. Dylan, are you excited about that?
Yeah, I am. I'm excited.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet!
I'm not as excited as I could be, though.
Okay.
He's excited to play with Matt.
I'm excited to
Are
play with
you more
Matt.
excited? You're more excited to play with Matt than with me?
It's close, but yes.
Have you ever played with Matt before?
I haven't.
Okay, so that's why then. So then that I can.
Sure.
What else would it be?
I just think, I don't know. I think Matt and I are going to do well together. So I'm excited to play with him. I think you and I are going to do well too. But I don't know. I feel like Matt and I's personalities just mesh a little
Oh, should I just leave? Should I
bit
just call Matt? And I wish I could change the name, but on this, I can't change my name to like Matt Wright, unfortunately.
better.
No, I'm excited to watch you and Matt. I think that'll be really funny. What are you guys gonna play like straight up? Like, what are you guys gonna do?
Yeah, I think we're gonna start probably just straight up, see how it goes. If we're stronger in one orientation, maybe we can stack that way, but we'll probably be fine just straight up.
That'll be awesome. I hope you guys make the final. And then I feel like if you guys are playing straight up, that'll be better against Ben and Colin if they don't have like the system totally locked in.
Yeah, I think so too.
It'll be interesting. No Riley, no J-Dub. Matt, everyone. So when James couldn't play, a little while ago, Matt made a group chat. Matt made a group chat with myself and James only. Matt made this, and I was like, "Oh, that's kind of I feel honored that he likes me enough that he added me to a group chat. There were things he wanted to say to both James and I." But when James could no longer play the tournament, the amount of intensity Matt Wright was bringing to finding a partner was insane. Like I'd get a text from Matt, and I'd feel like some anxiety. Like I didn't want to respond. I told Dylan this because it just brings so much intensity. I'm kind of chill. I'm like, it's gonna work out. Like. Dylan will be able to play with us, or like we'll get like B long, you know, the guy's a stud, you know. And Matt's like locked in on Dylan. He's locked in. So you should feel flattered, Dill. It was you or nothing.
Nice.
So I'm super excited to watch y'all. I'm really excited for Mixed as well. I think we'll hopefully do well. Even though you don't want to practice with me.
I'm not sure. No, well, I said I'd practice with you.
No, you
I
didn't.
did.
So Dylan is literally staying like half an hour away from where I am right now. And yesterday I asked, I was like, I might want to practice. And he was like, nah.
We hit the JJA this morning, and we're playing some men's
Oh.
doubles this afternoon.
Yeah, because Georgia and I, well, Andre asked J-Dub if me and Georgia could play mixed with them. And then I got told it was a men's double session. I was like, oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Men only.
Sad, sad girl
Dylan likes
hour.
it.
What, James?
That's how Dylan likes it.
Oh, did you get to that deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Men only.
No, boys don't like to practice mixed doubles. No one ever wants to play mixed doubles.
It's
Why
tough.
is that?
It's just
You went to the Julie Johnson Academy today. You can handle us some playing some mixed.
Yeah, we did one game of mixed, and then the rest of the time was just drills. Overheads. Got some overhead practice in today.
I'm really glad about that, actually. I might ask Julie to schedule another evening session or night session.
I've changed my approach from staying perfectly square to the net to dropping my right foot back.
Oh, is that something you learned
So it's
today?
a little more tennis-like. It's something that I knew, but I never implemented it for some reason. But then once Julie told me to do it at the JJA, it just felt right. So I'm
Oh,
trying to
yeah,
do
so
it
is that
now.
your overhead?
Yeah.
My favorite overhead of yours, though, is when you do you stay totally square to the net and you go like inside out, really sharp angle. Like, it's just not a shot that anyone other than you or like maybe AJ would hit like completely square to the net and just like whip it inside out.
Yeah.
So you can't lose that one though, because every turn is like gonna shift for like the cross court and you just stay parallel inside out. So you can't lose that one, but other than that, it's yeah, you probably dropping the right foot is a good call. Yeah. Denver, everyone. I'm playing with Annalie, so hopefully come back with with a medal. Hopefully it's gold. If it's not gold, I didn't do my job. But Denver Schmenver, MLP. Dylan, where do you want to get drafted?
I think it would be nice to go like somewhere in the second round, so that you could. I mean, everybody wants to get. Everybody wants to get drip.
I'd like to go in the fourth round. I'd like to go in the fourth round,
I mean,
Dylan.
ideally you go for fourth round, but like everybody wants to get drafted as low as possible. So I don't know what's gonna happen. I haven't been really in contact with any teams except for one.
Oh, really?
So maybe I can slide into that second round and hopefully get like a strong female. Although I was talking with who was it, Federico, and he said that sounds like nine guys he heard were gonna go in the first round and three girls.
Yeah, it's sounding like it might be 9-3. It could end up 8-4. Could end up 7-5, but I've heard 9-3 a few times. If you did go second round, I don't think you could fall like below the 15th spot. Like, you've got to be like top few in the second, I would think. But that's funny. I'm kind of surprised that more GMs haven't reached out to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think well, yeah, I know they've been reaching out to some other players, so I don't know what's gonna happen. I've seen some mock drafts. Julian's mock draft had me in the first round at like eighth, I think. So,
Yeah.
and I actually had a pretty good team. I think on Julian's mock draft I had Georgia, Cali, and Travis was my MLP team, which I'd be very excited about if that were to happen.
Would you take Georgia if you were a first round pick in the second round, do you think?
Yeah, if she, yeah.
Would you'd block J-Dub like that? You'd do that to your
It
boy?
wouldn't even, I mean, yeah, I would not hesitate to block JW, but it wouldn't even be about that. It's just the fact that Georgia's a great player, like great female player, and to get her in the second round, I think would be valuable.
Wow, I can't believe you do that to Dub. That's callous. That's callous.
If you had your ideal MLP team, let's say, what do you think you're gonna be drafted? Let's say you get drafted first round, mid first round. Who's your ideal MLP team?
I think I would go man-man
Okay.
in rounds 2 and 3. I think as a going as a girl in the first, I think you kind of have like less options because the men are so important. And I would just, Lacey and I had a good record. I think I would just hope I could do well again in women's with one of the later female picks. I'd probably go. Hopefully, I could get like Deckel. I think it's okay. I am on Do Not Disturb, but I have you as like not being. He texted me. James just texted me. Julian did a mock draft? Question mark. He wants it. I am on Do Not Disturb, but James is James. I still get notifications from James. Fun fact, everyone. So while James and I were together for a couple months, I found out that he had only me muted. I was on Do Not Disturb always, and he would get notification from every person in his phone except me. Like, and he was like, I don't know why. And he never told me this. And then once, I think he didn't respond to my text for a while, and then I was like. And then he told me that he doesn't get my notifications, only me. So insulting. It was so funny. I was not too happy about it. So don't do that, listeners, to your significant other. Do not only mute them.
It was by accident.
Then I made him like pin me to the top of your text like you can do. And that was gone in like a day. He didn't like that.
That didn't last.
So he's pinned like, for me, it says like James at the top. I don't have. And I also have no emojis by my name. I'm just another person. It's tough out here.
My biggest fan.
I'm just his biggest fan.
What is James in your phone? Does he have emojis?
Yes. Should I say? So it's let's see, if I hold it up, can people see that?
It's a little
no,
blur.
Not really. Okay, it's James, Rainbow, Sparkles, Ruler, Microscope.
is there any meaning to the emojis or just random?
Yeah. It's random.
It's like impressionist art.
Our audience can interpret what they will from those four symbols.
The rainbow.
You know, and the microscope. So, you know, whatever. Whatever people want to do with that. Maybe like a Deckel or an Andre Fall. I mean, if I got you, I'd be really, really happy. But I think that's pretty unlikely unless I were to go later than I expect to go. And you also went late. Third round, I'd go man. I mean, I think there's a lot of men in that range that I think of as pretty, like, close in level. Like, I wouldn't really care too much, like, which I got. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe like Zane, Pablo, Travis, a few others I'm blanking on, but like one of those I would hope for would fall to me. And then in the fourth, it's just kind of like a crapshoot of who's available. Maybe I think Maggie would be like kind of high on my list. I was just watching like in Daytona. I thought she played so well. Maybe Maggie, maybe Lacey again, maybe someone coming up from Challenger. I'm really scared of those last few like male and female picks. So I really hope to fall to like middle to late first. Cause I think the last few picks are kind of not ideal on either end.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, I mean, I think they're great players, but I wouldn't want to have to take like Christian or Connor, like guys who you know, we've only ever seen on the left. And so there's like, but they're good enough on the left kind of to be in premier, but it's like that's not really the role you're drafting for at the end of the draft. So it's a little messy for sure.
What kind of preparation have you done for the draft? Any?
Probably more than almost everyone.
How do you prep?
I've done a lot of mock drafts. My dad actually has made a website for drafting. Just a lot of thinking. Yeah, James and I talk about it. I kind of feel like I'm keeping secrets from him because we're probably going to be on different teams, and so I'm not telling him everything I'm thinking. I was actually texting Brooks today. I found out that MLP was going to kind of limit the trades you could do. It's like you could only trade first and second rounds or like third and fourth rounds, like not second and third. And I was like, with Brooks, I'm like, why? Why can't you trade to like whatever two teams agree to? Like, I've got ideas. So he said he'll get back to me, like think about it. Because else there's like some interesting stuff you could do. I'm curious, if Ben Johns offered you a trade, your team a trade that might make sense for your team, would you do it? Or would you just say, no, I just don't want Ben to win. Like you're stuck with the 48th pick.
It'd be beneficial to our team and his team.
Yeah.
Then I think I would accept it.
Yeah, I think I would too, but it'd also be like, shoot, like I really don't want to make Ben's team better.
Yeah, I mean, Ben's definitely a front runner. Whoever drafts Ben, or at least that's the way it went this past MLP, that he was able to carry his team to the final. So definitely hard to help that team out, but at the same time, you got to play to win.
Yeah, you've got to. I think it'll be so interesting, though, because assuming Ben makes no trades, which is a little unlikely, I would think he'll try to do something. I'm sure he's thought about it a lot. But at the 48th spot, like if he goes woman at the 48th spot, I don't see there being a man available that he's like never going to lose with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, although I think and for between the guys and the girls, like the 48th guy is stronger and able to compete better than the 48th girl.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I think that like just Ben's team, like Ben has to win his matches. So who is Ben going to take it? Like I could see people are saying like Lang or Kyle, maybe Kyle can't play the first event, but like I would see Ben taking one of them over like a Garnett or a Christian or something, just because Ben's team, like he has to win men's doubles.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think he's gonna have a good chance to win men's doubles no matter who he plays with. So
Really, even Alshon or Garnett on the right?
I think so. I think there'll be someone there that he's gonna be able to win
Have
this
you
one.
played with Christian since you've been home? Or since you've been here?
No, I haven't.
Well.
Explains that
Well. All right.
then.
Case dismissed. I've made my case.
You have.
I'm joking. I have. I just want to say, me and Anna Lee were practicing against Christian and Johnny Goldberg. It was supposed to be Johnny Goldberg and Dave, but Johnny did not want to do that. So we got Christian. I was eating him up with like cross court backhand speed ups. It was just kind of funny. I don't know why I'm just saying that as a little anecdote, but I think he'll go premier though, and I think he'll improve. I actually think he'd be really good on the right if he just like committed to it.
I think that's the
James.
I think that's the case for a lot of guys. Just you just
Yeah.
have to embrace the right side. A lot of people don't
Is that
like
what you
going over
did you have to like come to terms with that?
there. I mean, yeah. What do you mean? Well, what do you mean by come to terms with it? Like, some I
You know,
feel like.
you're a right side, you know, you're not a left side alpha. You know, you're a little bit
Well,
more of a beta male on the right.
yeah. I mean, you just gotta know what the role is, and it depends on who you're playing with too. Like, there's
Right.
some guys that can play strong on the on from the right side of the court, but a lot of the idea is that if you go to the right side, you are in the beta role. So a lot of guys just don't want to do it for that reason. But I feel like there's a lot
Right.
of guys that would be amazing on the right side if they were to just forget about that, put the ego aside, and just play it.
Who are some names that come to mind?
That would be great on the right side.
Yeah, who we don't really see them doing that much right now.
I think AJ Kohler could be a
Yeah.
great right side player because he's got a pretty good backhand. His backhand volley like this is amazing. And I don't know, but he plays the left side a lot because he's got a lot of tricks. He's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve, and he likes to use them on the left side. And I feel like on the right side you're a little more limited. So I think he feels a little stuck over there at times, but when he's locked in, he's pretty tough.
Who else? James is over here like me.
James.
James.
Okay, James.
I mean, the only time you've had you lost to James in men's before he went on the right?
No.
I mean,
Maybe that's the key.
maybe that's the key. Maybe he's been doing it wrong this whole time.
James has got to believe it though.
James, do you believe?
James is a little too volatile. He
On the right.
his opinion of himself changes after one shot on the right side. One bad shot. My goodness, this is the worst decision I've ever made. I can't play the right side. I need to go back to the left. One good shot. I'm amazing. I'm amazing.
That's
This
not James. Is like two or three shots.
is mostly rec James, by the way. Maybe
Oh yeah,
not tournament James.
Rec James is something else. Like,
Yeah.
I'm him. Sorry guys. Like, that's my favorite thing is when he apologizes. Like, anyone cares that he missed.
Yeah.
It's like, sorry anyone had to witness that. I have a question, Dylan. So you are, no one gasses up Rafa Hewitt more than you at MLP, I think. Tim Parks asked me to please get you to shut up. And stop doing that.
Yes.
Are you drafting Rafa Hewitt to your team?
If I would draft I think I would draft Rafa in the fourth round if he were available.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would. He's good at MLP. He plays a lot of exciting points. He gets momentum on your side. Like, it just suits him well.
Yeah. I think in the Dream Breakers too, I think he's one of the best. He doesn't get tight. You know, like, to win our Dream Breaker and the Smash, the guy went right-handed. It was absurd. I think at Dream Breakers, he's stellar. I don't think I want the Rafa experience again, personally. I definitely don't think that me and him could play mixed together. So maybe if, like, there was another, like, woman who's really comfortable on the left, maybe, but...
Rafa got a shot with you. And it didn't go
I
well.
I bet he's going to be asking me. He's going to be asking me. You think so?
I don't know. Maybe he's thinking that you need to bring more intensity next time you guys play. He probably is.
I mean, no, you're probably right. I need to be better. I do. I've actually, like, got the yips a little bit with playing the left and mix now because I haven't done it in so long. And I'm just kind of like, how did I ever do that so much with Tyler? Like, I hate it over there. It's weird. I don't like it. I like being on the right and just hitting my little dinkies and just moving the ball around and sliding. Being on the left is like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
What about in women's doubles?
Women's, I like both sides.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter. But in mixed, when it's just different, like, how much court you're covering is a little more ambiguous when you're on the left, and it's like when men can flick the ball, you know, it's totally different from women. It's like you need to be hitting the dink like a foot and a half shorter, which is really different. Whereas in women's, I just kind of hit it as hard as I want, and I don't really worry about it too much, you know, so it's different. Or it's like if I want to attack the girl in front of me in mixed, it's like they're covering like so little court. They're so ready. Whereas in women's, like, you know, everyone's covering more court. It's easier to surprise someone. I feel a little in my head about it, I think. So
yeah.
So if I were to draft a lefty, I wouldn't want to be the one playing with them. How many lefties are there? There's Tyler, Rafa, and Pablo now? Is that it?
I think
that's it.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of it. I feel like we're missing. Oh, Altoff? No, that's it. That's it.
That's a bad joke when you say it and then you laugh immediately. Of course there's Altoff. I think Altoff should go Challenger. Do you?
Yeah, I think he could. I think he'd be good.
His level in men's is, like, better than a lot of them.
Yeah.
I think. And then in mixed, yeah, it might be a little, you know, he's not as young, you know. But if you put him with, like, Radzikowska, I think they're getting wins.
I think if he plays with a good challenger female, they'll win some games for sure.
Yeah, just because he's so solid. No woman is going to want to dink cross with his knife.
Yeah.
And he's so unattackable with that Onyx paddle. It was hilarious watching him play the finals of men's senior pro in Atlanta against Weinbach. And Weinbach couldn't win a hands battle, but he kept trying. And I felt so bad for Weinbach's partner, Sperling. He probably was just like, bro, like, stop. And they're just grunting and meowing and, you know, going up to the net, just total like peacock energy, especially from Altoff. It was hilarious. But I think Altoff's in the mix. I think his singles is... I just want Altoff in there. I want Altoff to play. I want Warnick to play. I want Brandon French to play. I wish Johnny Goldberg was good enough, but I know he's probably not in that conversation. I just want all the personalities. I want, yeah. It'd be so fun.
Yeah. Do you know... Let me ask you this question. Do you know a guy named... Oh, shoot. I forgot his name. Let me pull it up real quick, though.
That's awkward.
Kenny something, I think. Jordan Kenny. Jordan Kenny?
Oh, yeah, the guy with the really high duper?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know who that is, but I know his duper is high.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
I don't, but I saw him on, I think it was on, I think he was on Julian's mock draft as being a premier level player. So I was just curious because, and I heard, I think Rafa was saying that he knows Jordan Kinney and he says that he's really good. I don't know though. So that's why I was just curious if you knew him.
No, I don't. I'm gonna pull up Gooper. I'm curious. Someone says Julian seen him play?
I guess so, yeah. I think so.
Wow, we're just okay, there's two Jordan Kennys. One is a 3.14. It's probably not him.
Not that one.
And there's a 6.61 from Knoxville, Tennessee. I see the last tournament results on Duper from October of 2022, so that's not recent enough. If that's interesting. So in October of 2022, Rafa and Julian beat him in a close three-game match, but he hasn't played since October of 2022, it looks like. So I wouldn't say someone's draftable if they haven't played in that long.
Maybe for Challenger, though.
Oh, yeah, maybe, probably, in consideration. What was I going to ask? I was going to ask something. Where does Irina get drafted?
I predict
I want someone to just take Irina in the first round. Take Irina in the first round. She's the GOAT. Do it. Do it.
She's got a good track record at MLP. I predict she'll go third round, though.
Earlier, like late or mid, I think.
I'll say mid third round.
Yeah.
What do you think?
She's really hard to evaluate. I would say there's a good chance I see her in the third round on Catherine's team again. Wherever Catherine falls, I could see her. I could see that happening again. They did really well in women's together on the whole. I could see that, yeah. Probably there. Maybe second, too. First would be a little bit of a surprise, but anything is possible.
Would you pick Irina on your team in the third round?
Probably not, because I think I'd rather go man there.
Okay.
Like, that's my thinking right now. It could all change depending on who's available, but generally right now, it's very possible, but I just feel like me and Lacey did really well together and she was the last female picked, so I probably have a little too much. I'm probably a little too low on the last available men. And I don't know. I feel like it's messy. I feel like it's messy. I think that's where being a later draft pick, you know, and getting like the early picks in the fourth are really, really advantageous.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep.
But at the cost of not having like a, you know, you have no chance of having like Ben or less chance to get someone who's going to like take over a match for you, but you know, very solid all the way through. So it's interesting. It's all pros and cons all the way through. Do you think you get drafted above Federico? Who do you think goes first between you and Fetty?
I don't know. It's hard to say because I know he's talked to at least one team, but I think several. I don't know what to expect. I have no idea.
I think it's going to be so messy. Like everyone is doing their mock drafts and stuff, but there's no way to really predict what's going to happen. It's going to be real sloppy, I think.
Yeah.
Just like this one, when it's like, wait, that happened? There's definitely going to be a few things like that.
Yeah.
And you just have to hope that they don't affect you. Where do you think Paris goes? This is an interesting one. I think Paris is.
Yeah, that's tough to say. You know, Rafa said that he predicted Paris to get picked third over Annalie.
Third overall?
Yeah. I forgot what his reasoning was, but who has the third pick? Do you know? Do you have the draft order? Or do you know it?
Oh, I have it here. The Orlando Squeeze.
So, okay, I don't know if it was the Florida connection or what, but he said Paris is really marketable and also a good player or something. Rafa thought Paris is going to go third, which I thought was interesting. But I could see her going late first round or early second round, I think, is where she'll go.
Going third? That would be above, like, Riley and Dup, or that would be really early. It's so weird to even, like, speculate on how the draft goes, because it's, like, you're just ordering the same, like, 55 people in, like, different ways.
Yeah.
You know, there's only a few that won't be in, like, some permutations of the draft, but it's just, like, who the heck knows what's going to happen? It's going to be such a mess. Are you anxious about it at all? I think I'm going to be really anxious that day.
Anxious about it?
Yeah.
Maybe. I just hope that I need to have an idea. The only thing for me, I have to have some idea of what I want to do if I get, depending on where I get drafted, because I haven't done any planning yet. So as long as I think about it a little bit, I think I'll be fine.
What do you think the order might be that you'd want to go? Like male, female?
Oh.
Obviously you and then like two women and then a guy. Do you think?
If I go first round, I think I'd like two girls and then a guy.
Yeah. Would you ever go male, male?
I don't think so.
It'd be tough if there's like a really good guy on the board, but it's so risky. It's so risky.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot riskier to go two of the same gender. It's a mess and it's going to be fun. And I think it's been really great to see the amount of like mock drafts that are being done and published. Like people are really excited about the draft. And I feel like it's only going to grow as MLP continues to grow, just like excitement around draft, mock drafts, like fantasy, MLP. Like it's really cool to see people care.
Yeah.
Is there a team that you wouldn't want to be on?
Like a specific, like because of the owners or because of the players?
No, just like they're like an ownership group. You like you wouldn't want to. I don't know. I probably shouldn't even ask that. It's kind of a sus question. I'll just say teams. Well, I think my dream situation at MLP would be to fall to the Ranchers at the eighth spot. And hope Tim would pick me just because I think it'd be really fun to like run it back with the Ranchers. But I think it's unlikely that comes to fruition. But that would be fun.
Yeah.
Tim is great. He texted me though and he was like, well, no, I shouldn't say. but it would be fun. It'd be fun to be on the Ranchers again for sure. What if you ended up on the Breakers with Richie again?
That'd be fun. That whole group of owners is just a fun group to be around.
Yeah, they are. But you know, what if they put you guys in the same style of uniform?
Even better, love it.
Even
better. Yeah.
The colors would be better because it probably wouldn't be that like mustard yellow. It would be at least like blue. But tribal blue would be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the brighter colors. Like yeah, or even yellow and white is ideal, just so it blends in with the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, classy. Maybe if you like brighter colors, you should be on the Orlando Squeeze and just rock orange. Or Miami. You should be on Miami with hot pink. Oh my gosh, that's what I want. Oh my gosh, no. I want James on that team, like wearing hot pink. That is my dream scenario. That would be so funny. Wow. I want that to happen.
That's Miami. Miami's hot pink.
Miami is hot pink.
Okay. Do you know, is the draft going to be live? Or it's like, they're making an announcement later, at a later date?
I think it's going to be released pretty much live. I just read a little press release that they sent out. I think they're going to be live tweeting. I think Zane and Thomas are going to be there, like recording like a live pod as the draft is going on. So I think it's going to be pretty live. I think they're going for that vibe. I know all the owners are going to be in New York. like in their own rooms and at war rooms and stuff. It's like really cool. I was thinking about going, but I don't think I'm going to go. I just would like to be at home for another day before going to Denver and being gone for like 7 weeks.
Yeah. Are you playing singles in Denver?
No. No, Dylan, why would I do that?
I don't know. For a second, I was thinking that you were hardening up a little bit, but no, still soft.
Soft as ever. I'm soft as ever. No. When are you getting there, though? Are you getting there Wednesday to play Thursday?
Yeah.
See, I was thinking about getting in Wednesday because I was like, oh, like I probably need to adjust to the altitude. I need to, like, you know, I can't suck on mixed day. But then I was like, oh, I just really don't want to get there Wednesday. So I think I'm going to get in like Thursday morning and just try to get a ton of reps. Because I feel like it's going to be a lot of like drive and crash pickleball. Like I heard it's higher than TOC is. And that was pretty high. So, but we'll do however we'll do. But I have to be ready for Women's Day. And you have to be ready for Matt's. So we're out there getting reps. Oh my gosh, we have to talk about the new PPA rules of no backdraw.
Oh yeah. What do you think about that? No backdraw.
I get it. But I like playing the backdraw in mixed. When I lose in women's, I'm usually not really in the mood to play it. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's cool that they're still, you know, you still do have a backdraw if you lose in the first round. So people who pay a lot of money will still get to play at least two matches if they lose first round.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's horrible for. It feels kind of wrong to get rid of it in a sense, but I think it makes sense.
I like I'd be more in favor of it if it were best 3 out of 5 in the main draw, because then you like if you lose it's like okay, you lost best 3 out of 5, the other team got 3 games off you, like you don't have a lot of excuses. Sometimes best 2 out of 3 games can feel like they go by a little fast, but the back draw, yeah, I like Julian threw this idea out there that maybe we'd he was in favor of doing like if you make it to a quarterfinals. Then and you lose in the quarterfinal, then you play backdraw, and then you can get third place, or you can come all the way back to third.
Oh, I like that.
I like that too.
That just starts at the semifinalists just drop in like around the semifinal losers just drop in.
Yeah,
I like that because a full feed in is a very slow process for sure, especially when like on mixed day they want to put every single quarterfinal on center court. It's like you could be waiting forever.
Right.
But if they just cap it at, I think that's interesting. And that way you could still get third.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. But I don't know. I think the vision is generally to do away with the backdraw on the whole. So we'll see how the sport goes. I think it's good that the APP has their format and the PP has their format, and we'll kind of see which makes the most sense.
Yep.
But I do miss the full wraparound. The full wraparound is fun. Like we double dipped in Chicago, and it's a lot easier to play the back draw when you feel like you could still win.
Yeah, for sure. More motivation. What other rule changes were there? You can drop serve now.
I
think you can drop serve now. Is that right or no?
It's gonna change my game. I don't think anyone's going to really do that. That's stupid that it was ever not allowed. It's like, I think the game should steer towards eventually, like, you have to hit a drop serve. Then there'd be no ambiguity about, like, is Tyson serve high? Is Deckel serve high? It's just like, you just bounce the ball, and that's that. You know, you can bounce it from your tippy toes. It doesn't matter, but, you know, you're not going to be able to hit it that high make contact that high.
I can see someone like Zane coming out there and doing something different or silly with the bounce serve, or just like.
But what? Because the rules, like, you can't throw the ball down. You have to just like release it. So what could he even come up with?
I don't know, but I'm guessing he's got like a ton of reps trying different stuff already.
He's probably thinking about it. It's so funny how Zane's serve was so hard to return last year, but then now I feel like his serve is not. I know he's swinging as hard as he can, but it's not even that hard. It was only good because of all the spins and the chaos. And I didn't even ever have to return it when it was a full chainsaw. But I know he's swinging as hard as he can. Like he's not tight on his serve like I am. Like I barely accelerate. But it's just not that hard. I'm like, poor guy. His biggest weapon was just taken from him.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, like I was playing him in Red Rock and I was like, wait, Zane's serve is like not a big deal. And it used to be the one I was most scared of. And then the other rule is like you don't replay less serves, you just play the point. So remember that one, because that could cost you a point on singles day until you get used to it. I think that's it, and that makes sense. I don't think there's any reason to replay less in pickleball. So it's a
Yeah.
waste of time. But I think that's it. The back draw is the biggest change, definitely a huge change. We'll kind of see how it plays out in practice. But I feel like it's insane how many people sign up for the pro draw. Like, it doesn't really make sense to me. I don't know how people are shoveling out like $100+ per event, and they know they're probably not gonna qualify.
Yeah.
It's insane. I feel like there needs to be a men's 5-5 bracket. I've said it before. But I guess that's what the qualifying has become. But people are just choosing to pay a lot more for it than if it was an amateur bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions, Dylan? I think I've got about. Oh, I have a question. Who do you think is the first overall pick in Challenger?
First overall pick in Challenger.
Yeah. Let's say Jill is off the board, Connor Garnett's off the board. Let's say Christian is off the board. And let's say they're off the board. And Pablo's off the board too.
Man, oh man, I could see it being like I don't know, Rob Nunnery maybe. I'm trying to think.
It's tough.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be like one of those
Justin
guys.
Thon.
It's gonna be one of the guys that was like on the cusp of going premier, but didn't
Yeah,
quite
like.
make it.
Yeah, like. Say Lang didn't get drafted into Premier, would you take him like first overall in Challenger?
Probably, yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would. He'd be really good, but he still isn't like a takeover force like someone like Stefan Auvergne. Can like take over a little bit more in mixed at least. What about DJ? If DJ fell, I kind of like DJ in Challenger. I
Yeah.
could see DJ having a ton of fun and
I mean, if
just
he didn't go premier, I would take him first in Challenger.
I just think if he was motivated and if he wanted to be there, I think he could just be that guy, like doing all his funky stuff. If he has some matches where it's all working, I think DJ'd be so good.
Yeah.
I think he'd love it too. I think he would just love it.
Just toying with everybody.
Yeah, like weren't we talking about this? He said DJ really liked going to the really weak APPs.
Oh, yeah. It seemed like it. I mean, yeah. When there was like, I remember watching him and Mario play a couple of like the
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, a couple of the bottom tier APP tournaments, and he was just going off. Like, he was just destroying everybody. Hitting his trick
Yeah.
shots, everything was falling for him, playing with a lot of confidence. Everything was working.
James once said that DJ is like an artist. When everything is working, it's just like art. It's
Yeah.
like he's just doing all this crazy stuff and a lot of it's working, and you're just like, what? Like that mixed match against BLQK when he was on the right with Callie, I watched that one back and I was just like, oh my gosh. It's just not right what was working.
Yeah, he can get
But
hot.
so I think DJ is an interesting one. It's tough to. I don't know. I don't know. I think he'd be fun. I think he would. He could just take over completely. But yeah. You have anything else we should talk about? Then we hit everything I had.
Yeah, I think that's it. We got a stretch of tournaments coming up that we'll have to talk about
Oh
in the
my
next few
gosh.
weeks. How many tournaments? Four?
It's
Denver,
insane.
Beer City, Seattle, Takea.
Kansas City's in there.
Kansas City.
Yeah, and are you? So who are you playing mixed with in Beer City now?
I'm playing with Lauren Stratman.
Oh, so I'm glad. I'm glad that that worked out.
Yeah.
Because myself and Leia are participating in an event in San Francisco, so we couldn't play. But yeah, there's a ton. I think I'm going to be gone like 7 weeks, something like that. It's going to be a long stretch. But that's what it's all about. Living the dream.
The pickleball grind. Pickleball dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Cannot complain. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. Maybe we'll do a little... Maybe we should do an episode, Dylan, after the draft. Like, we should just record something on Wednesday or Thursday, maybe. I mean, we shouldn't overpromise, but it might be... I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun to talk about it when it's fresh. I think we should do it.
Yeah, we could.
I think we should do it. I think it'll be fun. We could be like, we could give like draft grades, like NML gives draft grades.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We should give our own draft grades.
Okay.
I think we have to do that.
All right. Let's do it.
I want to do that. Okay. That's coming, everyone. Hold us to it. If we don't do it, you can message us on social media. Dylan doesn't really run his social media. I don't know if he'll see it. I don't really check my DMs too much anymore. They give me anxiety. But maybe I'll see some of them, and we'll get to it. Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you guys.
Happy draft day.